What do these stories have in common? Innovation and entrepreneurship. The United States Chamber of Commerce has named Maryland number one in innovation and entrepreneurship, and they've done so for a reason. And it's a reason to do more, not a reason to do less. From net zero homes to mapping the human genome, Marylanders are doing remarkable work that is remaking this world of ours. The life sciences, biotech, clean tech, green tech, information technology, cybersecurity, aerospace, and advanced manufacturing, these sectors are all creating jobs right here in Maryland. Creating jobs through innovation is not just the responsibility, though, of the private sector. There are things we can do together through that common platform of our state government to accelerate innovation and improve the business climate, attracting venture capital, as you are doing, through Invest Maryland, moving more new technologies and ideas out of our great university labs, but moving them into the marketplace where they can create jobs and new opportunities, leveraging our first-in-the-nation health IT network, supporting Lieutenant Governor Brown's tremendous efforts to advance more creative uses of public-private partnerships to rebuild our critical infrastructure, expanding our successful job creation tax credits for biotech and research and development, and by this year, creating a new cybersecurity tax credit. There's another important thing that we can do this year that would also create jobs, and that is offshore wind. Moving forward on offshore wind. Moving forward with offshore wind could make Maryland the new regional manufacturing hub for wind turbines. We will create jobs and we will generate abundant and clean renewable energy, but only if we choose. Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, members of the General Assembly, let's get this done this year, shall we? Ultimately, the greatest asset that we have, as you well know, as demonstrated by the votes you have cast, are the talents and the skills of our people. Maryland has built up one of the most highly skilled workforces in the country. Better choices, better results. But the reality is that too many of the new jobs being created in our new economy still go unfilled. Why? Because too many of our people lack the skills to fill them. Your vote on the EARN bill will allow us to partner with business to equip more of our workers with the skills they need to fill jobs that are in highest demand. And speaking of skilled workers, veterans, many of them with tremendous skills who are returning from active duty service, often find they face barriers to employment in every state. And oftentimes, this barrier is the state's own licensing system. In Maryland, we can remove those barriers to veterans and their spouses, and with your vote for the Veterans Full Employment Act. We've made solid progress expanding career and technical education in our high schools, but there is so much more that we can do and that we must do. If lifelong learning is the new reality, then we must give our high school graduates the skills they need for lifelong earning. Prince George's County has a tremendous community college, and Prince George's Community College has partnered with the county public schools with an innovative solution. They let motivated high school students work toward both their two-year associate's degree and their high school diploma at the same time. With your vote for another innovation fund, we can make this sort of early access to affordable college credit a reality for more families across our state, which now brings me to the ongoing challenge of college completion. You've met with them. I've met with them. All across our state, the business leaders I meet with tell me that we are simply not producing enough college graduates, especially in science, technology, engineering, and math. We have done a good job of getting more of our children to college, but we must do a better job of getting more of our students through college. Our And we're seeing the things that actually work. Our community colleges are already delivering results. Last year, they graduated 49% more students than they were 5 years ago. That's some pretty impressive progress. They've increased production, and that's why this year I'm asking you to increase their funding so they can do even more. But we need to pick up the pace at our four-year colleges. And here are some things that we can do together with our university system that actually work. We can redesign college curricula and more courses to better promote completion. We can move our system toward rewarding a student's competency, not merely the number of years that he or she spends sitting in a lecture hall. We can rework financial aid so that more students can afford to carry full course loads to complete their degrees on or ahead of time. And we can give students more online options for earning college credit. We can reach our goals, but we're going to have to make better choices if we want better results. There's another major job creation action that we could take. But so far, the consensus has eluded us. We have the worst traffic congestion in the country. Nothing to clap for. And you all have cast a lot of difficult votes time and time again to move us from the back of the pack to the front of the pack in some cases. There is no reason why we should be content with having the worst traffic congestion in the country. Building a 21st century transportation network won't happen by itself. I greatly appreciate the work that this president has been doing as we begin this session and also the conversations with the speaker. We could be creating thousands of jobs and alleviating traffic congestion at the same time. We can figure this out together. For every citizen of our state, and we can do it now and in this session, or all of us are going to waste more time and money sitting in more and worse traffic. To govern is to choose. The most fundamental responsibility of any government is public safety. It is the passion for improving public safety that drove me into public service. Thanks to the brave work of law enforcement officers, thanks to better technology, thanks to better strategies, together we have driven down violent crime nearly 25% since 2006. Every life is needed. Every life is important. And every day there is more that we must do. We lose far too many American lives to gun violence. Who can watch the sad images of the last several weeks? Who can see the pictures of those young faces and honestly say that we are doing enough? Lewis in Montgomery County, who joins us in the gallery today, writes this letter, quote, "My wife Dorothy and I urgently request your ardent support for a comprehensive ban on all deadly assault weapons. I am a 92-year-old veteran of World War II who spent 4 years in the service of my beloved country. I believe fervently in our Constitution. What I do not believe in is this: the right to own weapons, which should only be used by the military," end quote. 4 years ago, with Lieutenant Governor Brown's leadership, this assembly took action to protect the victims of domestic violence from the threat of guns. This year, I ask that you take further action and in a comprehensive way. I ask you to ban the sale of military assault weapons in Maryland.